You're listening a Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. It's a Thursday evening. Yes, 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 yes. My beloved, beautiful listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. My name, you know my name. I don't need to introduce myself, my beloved, beautiful listeners. Who's my engineer? You know my engineer every Thursday evenings. None other than Brother Lokolu. My name, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. How are you? How is everybody doing this beautiful Thursday evening? How's the moods? Are you in a bad mood? Are you in a good mood? Are you crying? Are you smiling? Are you laughing? Are you happy? Or are you sad? 13 minutes after 8. The 21st of Dhul-Hijjah 1440, which is also the 22nd of August 2019. Allahu Akbar. And you know why I'm saying Allahu Akbar? Because we've got exactly 9 days left for the beautiful, holy, blessed month of Muharram. Brother Lokolu, 1441 is just around the corner. Sometimes we ask ourselves, Allahu Akbar, Allah, I can't believe it. I can't believe it that I have reached the year 1441. Can you believe that, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Markaz Sahaba? And all the listeners out there, whoever is listening, of course, to the program, the discussion tonight between 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Markaz, myself, my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Kareem, Tamad Barakat to whom. But first, before we begin the program, inshallah, yes, our topic this evening is that what resolutions have we made for the new Islamic year, 1441? Do you believe it? Do you believe that you're going to witness 1441? Do you believe that you were in the year 1435? Do you believe that you were in the year 1430? Do you believe that you were in the year 1438? Now you are in the year 1440. My beloved, beautiful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, where are you this evening? Come on, I want to hear from you first. Each and everyone who's listening to the discussion, come on, send me your beautiful name. Tell me, what mood are you in? Good mood? Awesome mood? Bad mood? Sad mood? Happy mood? Quickly, 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. Come, my beloved, beautiful listeners. I'm waiting for you. 084-786-3132. My engineer is Brother Lokolu. Yes, we will be calling, contacting our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Salim Kareem, Damat Barakatum. I see this is Sister Farida from Maputo. Are you in a good mood? Sister Farida from Maputo, come on, I want to know from you. Juma Mubarak to you. Juma Mubarak to all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Juma Mubarak to the entire ummah of our beloved Nabi Pak, Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And of course, Juma Mubarak to all the overseas listeners. Whoever is listening to me in Zambia, where is Sister Maryam Ismail from Lusaka, Zambia? Where is Ummi Sumeya from Zambia? Where is Haji Abdul Rahim Munchi from Zambia? Where is Sister Hawa from Maputo? Where is Haji Ahmed from Boysons? I know all the listeners who love listening to the discussion every Thursday night, every Thursday evenings. Where are you this evening? I want to know from you. Come, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. I know you are tuning in. I know you are listening. But first, before I begin the program, and before we go into our durood, I want to know from you. Good mood? Awesome mood? Bad mood? Yes. This one says, Malana, how are you doing? This is Sister Arifa from Binoni. Awesome mood, mashallah. Okay. Sister Farida from Maputo. Awesome mood or good mood? I'm waiting for you. Haji Ahmed says, Malana, 50-50. Haji Ahmed is always up with his sleeves, you know. He says, 50-50. This one says, Malana, I'm listening to the program. Good mood. Name from where, which place, which country, which capital, which province? Come on, my beloved, beautiful listeners. It's 17 minutes after 8 Central African time. You are tuning in, listening to the discussion. But first, before I call my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, I begin with a very beautiful dua. Rabbana آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. What a beautiful dua. رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, آمَنَّا. We believe in you, oh my Allah. We bring iman in you, oh my Allah. Subhanallah. فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Oh my Allah. Therefore, record each and every one of us amongst those who testify for the haq, those who testify to the truth of Islam. To the truth of Islam. That's the dua that we begin this evening, inshallah. I know everyone is listening. Sister Nazreen Gogawala, Sister Maryam Ismail from Lusaka, Zambia, Brother Ahmed, mashallah, from Boysons. He says he's not in a good mood this evening. I hope Ustad is listening. Ahmed from Boysons, he says he's not in a good mood. Everybody, this one says, Malana, awesome mood. Sister Arifa from Binoni. This one says, Malana, feeling awesome. Alhamdulillah. Sister Farida from Maputo. This one says, Malana, of course, listening to you. Why not? We cannot be in a very sad mood. We're always bubbly and you're always chirping and you're always happy. What are you eating, Molana? What are you taking? Let me tell you what I'm eating. You guys want to know what I'm eating? I'm eating mutton. No, just on the night side, on the light side. No, I'm not eating. Hey, I'm not eating. No. I know Ustad is gonna, he's gonna gun me down on my throat. He's gonna say, yeah, Molana, I told you. I told you. And before I go to my beloved Fadila to Ustad, Hazrat Molana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum, to all the listeners out there, each and every one, inshallah, three times durood to our beloved Nabi Kareem Rahimun Habibun Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Three times. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This one says, Malala, listening to you all the way from UK. MashaAllah. Sister Rashida. Sorry about that. Sister Rashida, all the way from you. Let's go to my beloved Fadilatul Ustad. It's a beautiful, MashaAllah. Beautiful, mashallah. Thursday evening. Ustaz, can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, 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 thumma alhamdulillah, Ustaz. What your du'as? Of course, Ustaz, why not? Everyone have to say alhamdulillah. Ustaz, how are you, Ustaz? How's the family? How's everyone in Ladysmith?
Shukr alhamdulillah wa grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala grant us afiyat. And as we come to the end of 1440, Mawlana, imagine, have we really made qadr of our life?
Allahu Akbar.
Did we really focus on becoming Allah's beloved? Have we cried over our gunas and sins? Have we thanked Allah Ta'ala enough for what He's given to us? And that is why I think we chose the topic. People will be sending messages by Monday, Naya Saal Mubarak, you know, New Year's. Allahu Akbar, rone ki baat hai. It's for us to cry that we are 40 years of my life I wasted in guna and sin. 60 years of my life, 70 years of my life. As somebody said it so nicely before we start, Molana, that a pious servant went to the Kabristan and he saw on the headstone, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, 5 years, 7 years, 9 years. So he asked the ulama of that city, is this Kabristan reserved for children only? Because on the headstone is written 3 years, 4 years, 7, 9, 11. So the pious servants of Allah said, no, this is a general Kabristan. But then explain why 3, 5, 7, 9. It sounds like these are children's age. So the pious servant of Allah said to them, actually, people, the years that they spent in the obedience of Allah, the life that Allah gave them, how many years of it they spent in Allah's obedience, that is written on the headstone. Now the question is, how many years of obedience will be written on our headstone? That's the question. So nevertheless, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat. Thank Allah ta'ala for the bounties, insha'Allah al-Adiz. Let's take great lessons from Hajj. Let's take great lessons from the incident of Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hadrat Ismail ala nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam, and let us do things in which Allah Ta'ala's happiness, Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, Allah Ta'ala's grace lies in. And inshallah, we'll try to unpack that tonight. And to our listeners, mashallah, we will ask them to be part and parcel of our discussion. And maybe they have some resolutions. Maybe they have something special to say to us tonight.
Ustad, the questions are already coming in. I've got somebody already here from Rainsford. I've got somebody from Durban. I've got somebody from the United States of America. And they said, Molana Salim and Molana Hatia, you have chosen a very good topic this evening, Ustad.
Alhamdulillah, Molana. Allah puts that in our heart. You know, you and I were debating the issue. Okay, what do we speak about, Molana?
Gee, Ustad, gee.
You know, this I say sometime Allah Ta'ala inspires us to bring these topics to the fore so that inshallah we could leave this dunya with Allah being happy.
Allah.
As it's well said in Urdu, ke dosto, yaad rakho, khao, piyo, aur maja karo. Eat, drink, and rejoice. Lekin yaad rakho, remember one thing, ke kafan mein jeb nahi. Your kafan has got no pocket. So what's going to go with you in your coffin? It's our amal, son, that we are going to plead to Allah Ta'ala while we have the last breath left. Ke Rabbul Alameen, forgive us. Oh Allah, accept our toote poote amal. Oh Allah, these deeds that we did was not up to standard. Oh Allah, they were like rejects. Allah, we couldn't do it with ikhlas. We couldn't do it as you wanted it. Rabbul Alameen, nevertheless, accept it. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Allah Ta'ala grant us all qubuliyat, Mulana. So yes, you have the questions, Mulana. Inshallah, we will spend some time on durood and salam on Rasulullah
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, inshallah, we take off on this journey, inshallah, for 1441.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 25 minutes after 8, of course, you are listening to the discussion with myself and my beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum. I see Brother Ahmed from Boyston says, Mawlana, I'm waiting for you two guys to fire from all cylinders. Just that we're going to fire on you, Haji Hamad, then you're going to be upset with us. Ustad, let's begin this evening, inshallah, with durood and salutations. Is our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive in the qabr? Is he
Ustad? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على روح سيدنا محمد في الأرواح وصل على جسد سيدنا محمد في الأجساد وصل على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور صلى الله على محمد وجزاه عنا ما هو أهله اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الخاتمة اللهم ارزقنا توبة نصوحا قبل الموت اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, dosto azizo fakiro. Let us commence this beautiful night with durood and salam, salutation, love, ita'at, obedience, forgiveness, and all the beautiful qualities that Allah wants in us. So let's start with this beautiful ayat. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Rana, what a beautiful translation. Ki hamari chaal chalo, follow me. Hamari chaal chalo, as you say in Urdu, follow in my footsteps. Follow on my path. Yuhbibkumullah. Tab pyar karega Allah tum logo ko. Allah will love you. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. Be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhbibkumullah. Oh Allah, make us your loved one. Hamara chal, hamari chal, chalo. Follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pyar karega Allah tum logo ko. Allah will show tremendous amount of love. As somebody asked a very great alim, what's the translation of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. کہ پیار کرے گا اللہ تم کو اور سلامت رکھے اللہ آپ کو. اللہ اکبر, what beautiful تعریف و رسول اللہ, کہ پیار کرے اللہ تم کو اور سلامت رکھے اللہ آپ کو. سبحان اللہ. مولانا, ارے تری درود, درود. You want to see رسول اللہ in your dreams? Who doesn't desire that? Akabirin and pious servants of Allah has mentioned a beautiful durood that if you want to see Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam in your dream, then recite this durood as much as possible. Allahumma salli ala ruhi sayyidina Muhammadin fil arwah. Ke Allah, then durood and salam on the soul of Muhammadur Rasulullah from all the souls. Wa salli ala jasadi Muhammadin fil ajsad. Wallah, send durood and salam on the body of Rasulullah from all the bodies. Wa salli ala qabri sayyidina Muhammadin fil qubur. And oh Allah, send durood and salam on the grave of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst all the graves. And I like the question you asked. Is Rasulullah alive in his qabr? 100% alive. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala has appointed angels. Their specific duty is to roam the earth, not south, east, west, to receive the durood and salam that the ummah of Rasulullah will send. And they carry forward that durood and salam and present it to Rasulullah with your name. Can you imagine what an honor it is that yours and my durood is presented to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our name? And Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds to it. And the question you ask, is Rasulullah alive in his grave? 100%. The aqeedah of ulama-i ahli sunnah wal jama'ah, ulama-i deoband. that the earth that touches the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu salam in virtue is greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar.
That's the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sheikh Ahmad Rifai, rahmatullah alayhi, this great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to tell you the incident. And you're going to cry. He loved Nabi Kareem, so he would write poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he decided that, let me go personally. Whatever I have written in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to read this poetry of praise in front of the Rozae Mubarak to Rasulullah directly. Initially, the king of that zamana saw a dream. Somebody saying him, stop him, don't let him go. I love the way he writes from far. Anyway, somehow the other, when you know, when you love somebody, you will make sacrifices and qurbani. And this great poet and this great alim ad-din, awliya Allah, waliullah, Sheikh Ahmad Rifai, finally reaches Madinatul Munawwara and the Rozae Mubarak. And he stands there and he recites this beautiful nasheed in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the end he says, Ya Rasulullah, kindly extend your hand. I would like to make musafaha with you.
Ya Allahu Akbar.
Can you imagine? He finished reciting this beautiful poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he makes a humble request, Ya Rasulullah, extend your hand. I would love to make musafaha. I would like to shake your hand. And wallahu lazim, the people who were present in Masjid al-Nabawi witnessed the hand of Rasulullah being extended. There was so much of nur in Masjid al-Nabawi that the people who saw it is just unbelievable. They couldn't believe the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine when we are going to make didar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our qabr. Inshallah, in the akhirat, in Jannah, what's going to be the maqam? They were saying there was so much of nur in Masjid al-Nabawi. And then Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pushed back his hand again. There was a pious servant of Allah who saw this. And see the humility of Sheikh Ahmad Rifai. When this happened, he told the people, take me and leave me at the door of Masjid al-Nabawi and let the people trample on top of me. Because I am nothing. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazl. This is how you should humble yourself. There was a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing. Another wali is observing this beautiful scene where Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak hand reached out to make musafaha. The whole of Masjid al-Nabawi was full of nur. So they asked him, what was your vision? What was your opinion? He said, weren't you envious? Aapko rashk nahi tha. He said, forget me being envious. The angels of Allah were envious. So I am hope, Mulana, I answered your question. You asked me, there's so many other dalils. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Hayatun Nabi. That's our belief. Straight jacket. So if you want to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dream, the Kabirin have said, read this beautiful durood. Number two, you and I are fakir. That's why I keep using this terminology. Dosto, azizo, fakiro. Now everybody knows me, I think, Molana, you and me also.
Indeed, Ustad.
Dosto, Azizo, Fakiro. And they see me sometimes, they say, here's Molana Sahab, your Dosto, Azizo, Fakiro.
Ustad, the sister is asking, what happens if she goes to Madinatul Munawwara and she gets her haid? Can't she go to the Rawdah Mubarak? Can't she stand in front of Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that condition, Mulana, in that state to start?
No, Mulana, one of the adabs of the masjid is that you must be in the state of purity.
Allah.
You cannot be in the state of menstruation or in the state of impurity. Wherever you are, in your hotel room, outside the Rawdah Mubarak, you can stand and recite your durood and salam. Mm. But if you are napak, you're not in the state of paki.
So you can't.
It is disrespectful. You cannot go in the masjid and stand normally where the ladies go and stand and offer durood and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Allah will reward her. Allah ta'ala knows her niyat. So wherever she is, in the hotel, nearby, close by, and she decides to stand outside the masjid and recite durood and salam on Rasulullah, inshallah, Allah will give her the ajar and sawab of it. Mm.
And Ustaz, she's asking for the men folk, should they have wudu or not? If they don't have wudu, can they still go to the Rawdah Mubarak standing in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam? You can go and recite durood sharif without wudu, but okay. Afzal. What is virtuous? Once in your lifetime, Allah has given you, you love Habibi Pak sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. I want to give you an example. You have a son whose name is Muhammad. I have a son, my only son's name is Ahmed. There was a king who had a khadim whose name was Muhammad. And the king was very pious in his own way. So whenever he called for the khadim, he would be in the state of wudu and call him Muhammad Ta'al.
Subhanallah.
So one day the king called him by his father's name. Did not call him Muhammad. Called him by his father's name. So Muhammad got worried that today the king is upset with me. He hasn't addressed me and called me by my first name, Muhammad. So he went to beg for forgiveness. Most probably I did something wrong. And he asked the king, Aj, today you have called me by my father's name. Why didn't you call me by my first name, Muhammad? Allahu Akbar, Mulana, see the answer of the king. The king said, yes, I called you by your father's name. Because I found it disrespectful to take your name, Muhammad, without wuzu.
Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Mulana. So the sister asked the question for the men folk, can they offer durood and salam or make dhikr without wuzu? It's permissible. But what is afzal, Mulana? That's why you make Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal Rasulullah taught him this beautiful dua. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, help me to remember you. Oh Allah, help me to be grateful to you. And oh Allah, help me to do my duty with beauty. So I would find it very awkward to recite durood and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without wudu. And then as I said, yeah, I put perfume, ether, I made wudu. Alhamdulillah, I'm facing the Qibla and I'm talking to you. This is adab. So out of respect and adab, it is afzal for you to be in the state of wudu, for talking about the menfolk, inshallah, to recite durood and salam on Rasulullah. Yes, sometimes there are people, elderly people who can't keep their wudu. They have a problem with gas, they have a problem with urine. Fine, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorul Rahim. They can recite durood because they don't have the wudu and they can't keep it for a long time. But for young people, alhamdulillah, try your best whenever you go and offer salam at the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah, be in the state of wudu. Number two, I read you this beautiful durood. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa jazahu anna ma huwa ahlu. You want the fazilat of this durood? Whoever shall recite it once, Allah Ta'ala for 100 days, the angels will write sawab for you for 1,000 days, not 100. 1,000 days. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa jazahu anna ma huwa ahlu. Whoever recites this durood during the day, The angel writes tawaf for 1,000 days.
Allahu Akbar.
And you want 80 years of your sins to be forgiven? You all know it. On Friday, after Asr, 80 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulika nabiyyil ummi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever shall recite this durood 80 times, 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. So three beautiful durood. You want to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream. You want reading this durood, Allah will reward you for 1,000 days.
Allahu Akbar.
And you want 80 years of your sins to be forgiven. Allah is giving it to you free. Allah is giving it to you so generously. You mean you don't? You and I, Murana, we don't have time to read this three durood? Definitely. Then tonight is a night to ask Allah. What dua must you make? Allahumma inni as'aluka husna al-khatima. Oh Allah, I'm asking you to give me a Mubarak death. That my last word must be La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You can be the greatest saint and greatest wali in this dunya. The whole world can recognize you. Your final judgment and assessment and your result will be at the time of your death. If you leave this dunya with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. See how beautiful Allah has made the deen of Islam. That if a non-Muslim, Mawlana, 1 minute before his death, before he makes that ghar-ghar sound, where the last breath is coming out, if he repents and recites the Shahada, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He dies with Iman. All his life he made kufr and shirk. 1 minute or 2 minutes before his life leaves this dunya, he makes tawbah and he pronounced the shahada. Allah gives him the debt of Iman. So don't brag. فَلَا تُزَّكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. See, Mawlana, you have a question?
Ustad, there's a sister this morning on the program of Safina to Ilal Jannah from Kwamashu, and of course she's a revert, 3 years into Islam, she and her husband. And our beloved Ustad, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah, actually said R&R because her name is Sister Rukeya and the brother's name is Rashid. So I see also they are tuning and listening to the discussion. So she posed a very important question, Ustad. I know I can't answer it. Maybe Ustad perhaps could guide her. And she wants to know that our Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why isn't he buried in Jannatul Baqi? Why is he buried separate? This is Sister Ruqayya from Kwamashu, a new revert in Islam, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Maulana.
Subhanallah.
And for our listeners, Allah Ta'ala has given certain specialities and privileges only to Huzuri Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of all prophets. And physically on Rasulullah's body, between his shoulder blades, it was a small piece of flesh the size of a pigeon egg. On it was written, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim min rijalikum, walakin Rasulallahi wa qataman nabiyin. Allah gave Rasulullah the power to see from the back also. Normally you got two eyes to see forward. But Allah Ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the khususiyat that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could see from the rear. That's why in Salah, when the Sahaba ikram, the saf was not straight, if something was happening behind, after Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would question the Sahaba. Number two. Number three, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa sallam was given ghusl with his clothes on. I'm trying to give you from what I can remember, the khususiyat. There are certain privileges and honor that Allah has given to Rahmatul Lil Alameen and nobody else in the world. Mm. Allah Pak had allowed Rasulullah to marry more than four wives.
Bishak.
Rasulullah had 11 wives. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the proof that Rasulullah is Hayatun Nabi. Nobody after the demise of Rasulullah could marry any of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah is Hayat in his qabr. I cannot marry another person's wife as long as he didn't give her talaq.
Allahu Akbar.
Nobody after the demise of Rasulullah could marry the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That shows Rasulullah is Hayatun Nabi. Because you can only marry, see, somebody's wife, that if the husband passes away, she serves her iddat, then I can marry her. These are all the khususiyat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sunnah of the anbiya is wherever the prophet passes away, that exactly is going to be the place of his burial. So Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away in the room of Hadrat Aisha. And that's exactly where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried. This is a khususiyat of the anbiya. Every one of us, if we die, Mulana, I can't bury myself in my own yard.
Mm.
They'd have to take me to the general Muslim Qabristan and bury me there. But this is a khususiyat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody read the janazah namaz of Rasulullah. Because nobody could be Imamul Anbiya. Rasulullah was the Imamul Anbiya. Allah Pak's instruction was, once Rasulullah is given ghusl, leave the janazah in the room, the angels will come, Hadrat Jibrail alayhi salam, and the team of angels will come. Then the menfolk of Rasulullah's family, then the womenfolk would read right in the back. Sahaba al-Kiram, nobody could be the Imam of Rasulullah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Speciality. Rasulullah is given ghusl with his clothes on. Normally we take the clothes off of the deceased, we wash the body, we put on the new kafan. Khususiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to answer the sister, why isn't Rasulullah buried in Jannatul Baqi? This is the khususiyat, the speciality of Allah's instruction that a Nabi will be buried exactly where he passed away.
Subhanallah.
So Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, I am the most fortunate wife in the world from all the wives of Rasulullah. So they asked her how. She said that when I, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanted to marry me, Allah Pak sent an image from Jannat on a green cloth. And what this was said, Ya Rasulullah, this is going to be your partner in the world. And Allah Ta'ala chose me for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was the virgin wife of Rasulullah, speciality. I was the virgin wife of Rasulullah. I was never married before I married Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, Rasulullah passed away in my room. Number four, Rasulullah passed away in my lap.
Allahu Akbar.
Number five, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to use the miswak in the state of Sakarat. My brother Abdul Rahman walked into the room. He made ishara, I want to use the miswak. So Hazrat Aisha took it from her brother, gave it to Rasulullah. It was too hard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was suffering with extreme fever. So she took it and softened it in her mouth. And she said, Wallahi, my saliva was the last thing that went in Rasulullah's mouth. One of the list continues. Just to answer that sister who asked that question, okay, why isn't Rasulullah buried in Jannatul Baqi? So I've given you an answer, mashallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was the Amirul Mu'min. Munana, you know, it's such a beautiful discussion. When Rasulullah passed away, he passed away on a Monday. Rasulullah was buried on a Wednesday. A lot of people ask the question, but yeah, in Durban, in Johannesburg, in 6 hours or 4 hours, we bury the body. And Rasulullah said, Ajilu, quickly, bury the deceased person. Because if he's naked, the angels are waiting to welcome him to Jannat. If he's gunahgar, he needs to go to Jahannam. Don't delay the process. How is it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away on a Monday and was buried on a Wednesday? Allahu Akbar. Such great events took place. The question arose, where should we bury Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Some said, let's bury Rasulullah in Makkah. Rasulullah was born in Makkah, let's bury him.
Ustad, coming to that part, as you said that let's bury Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah, I just wanted to stop you there for a bit. The sister Rukaya, she's asking that, why didn't Almighty Allah put the Mubarak body of Muhammad next to the Kaaba? Then we all should just concentrate on one thing instead of going to Medina and then Makkah. I mean, Ustad, you're just touching on that point about Makkah, do you, Ustad?
Mawlana, on the night of Miraj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown by Allah Rabbul Alameen and directed by Hadrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, this is going to be Darul Hijrah. This is the place where you are going to migrate and you are going to come. One. Number two, if you go into the history of the Kaaba, there are thousands and many, many Anbiya alayhi salam buried. Under the mataf of the Kaaba. Many of them are buried. It's a long history that we'll discuss some other time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Great respect, great fazilat. As I said, on the night of Miraj, Rasulullah was shown that, Ya Rasulullah, this is the city where you are going to come and establish this beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. As somebody said it, Wa din khuda kare ke Madine ko jaye hum. May Allah give us that day that we can go to Madinatul Munawwara or khaake dare rasool ka surma lagaye hum. That Allah gives us tawfiq, the dust of Madinatul Munawwara, we can use it as a surma. Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
Humne mana hai ke jannat haseen hai. We accept that jannat is beautiful. Lekin Jannat Madine mein maujood hai. You and I went to Madinatul Munawwara, the Jannat ka tukra, Mulana, we fight, we do everything to read our two rakat namaz right there. Because Allah brought that portion between my mimbar and my grave, Rasulullah said, gee, this is a piece from Jannat. All of us die to read namaz. So Shair ne kaha, humne mana hai ke Jannat haseen hai. We accept that Jannat is absolutely beautiful. Lekin Jannat mein Madina nahi.
Allahu Akbar.
Jannat Madina is not there. Allah has kept Madina in this dunya. Till the day of Qiyamah, you and I will go and offer our respect to Huzuri Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah. And there are certain things, you know, we always say, Qalu sami'na wa ata'na. My Allah has said this and I don't ask questions. But yes, somebody, alhamdulillah, is new in Islam. They want to query some of this. Alhamdulillah, the ulama, mufassirin, muhaddisin, the historians, mashallah, they've written volumes on all these different topics that, alhamdulillah, in brief, Murana, we have mentioned.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. 3 minutes to nine, you are tuning and listening to the discussion. Yes, Ustad. Before we go for our Isha Azan, Ustad, how many different types of durood are there to send to our beloved noble Master Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is from Brother Ahmad. How many different types of durood, Ustad?
Mawlana, in some riwayat it comes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had beautiful titles, like how we have Allah, Ismi Zat, and we have the 99 attributes of Allah Rasul Alayhi. Likewise, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are attributes of Rasulullah. Some said 300, some said 600, some said 900, some said 1,000. Beautiful qualities and adjectives of describing the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. So you're asking how many types of durood? The 40 durood, alhamdulillah, that we read daily, and a special booklet has been written and formulated, and we all keep it and we read it on Friday nights. At the Roza-i Mubarak, when we're making tawaf, whenever. These are authentic direct hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instruction from Rasulullah to recite these duruds. But there are more than thousands of duruds pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have written. But the best durood which Rasulullah had asked you and me to read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
Allahu Akbar.
That's the best durood that you can ever recite. Durood Ibrahim which you read in your salah. This is directly from Rasulullah. Rasulullah gave this to the Sahaba and asked them to recite it. So yes, 40 duruds, beautiful hadiths, substantiated, which you and I read, but the best of durud.
Ustad, it's a minute left for the Isha Azan. I see Sister Farina from Verlam says that Mulana Salim Karim, he's making the heart ache. After listening to him, the heart is crying. This is Sister Farina. This one says from Boxburg, this is Sister Hamida. She says, Malana Salim Karim, of course, a very good topic that you chose. What resolutions have we made for the new Islamic year 1441? But she wants to know, Ustad, that every year, 1439, 1438, 1437, that's what she says here, 1439, 1440. It's the same thing, same durood, over and over and over and over. So she wants to know, how can she increase the durood for the new resolutions of 1441? But we're going to come to that, Ustad. We're going to
no
come
problem,
to that.
We'll come to that, inshallah. We'll find helper with the answer, inshallah.
Inshallah, okay. Amin, inshallah. So I've got about 6 questions, inshallah, in total. Yes, my beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners of Merkaz Sahaba. The topic this evening is that, what resolutions have we, you and I made for the new Islamic year? 1441. 9 o'clock, time for the Isha Azan.